This is Desiree Scales with High Velocity Business Radio X, and I'm with Kevin here in the studio. We've got a guest, Jonathan Pierce, with Prestige Communications with us today. So, Kevin, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm just excited to have you in the studio. I'm glad we didn't have any other weather incidents that prevented that. No tornadoes or any of that yet.
Well, so. You know, I flew in last night from Phoenix, from InfusionCon, the InfusionSoft conference, and the airport was closed. We were circling over Albany, and I thought for sure we were going to divert. I'm like, oh, we're going to Montgomery. You know, I'm already planning ahead on the rental car and all that good stuff.
I have to plan a hotel. So, but I'm glad you guys landed.
I mean, know.
I woke up in the middle of the night, or my fiance woke me up. She was shaking me because, like, the trees were just bashing against the window. She thought the windows were going to break, and it was just crazy.
Right? Atlanta in the spring. Nothing better. It keeps your heart going, right? Exciting.
I'm surprised it didn't snow or something.
No, don't say that. We won't talk about that. Well, anyway, we've got Jonathan Pierce in the studio with Prestige Communications. Want to welcome you today. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, tell us a little bit about your company and how long you've had it, and we'll go from there.
All right. So, Prestige started out in 1982. My mom worked for a service, and they were being bought out, and she decided to take a voyage of her own. And she had a partner that worked with her there, and they started in her family home. She started with one client and one telephone line.
Yeah.
And she answered from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, and the partner answered from 7 at night to 7 in the morning.
Wow.
And they answered for doctors and other service-type industries that needed after-hours phone calls answered, and that was back the day of the pagers, and they would page them and tell them, hey, you got such and such. And they would be a filter, basically, for a lot of those type of services. They did that for about 2 years, and then they built their business to a point where they moved to Riverdale, and back when Riverdale was a great place to do business, and she stayed there. We were there until last year, so 30 years, long time. And eventually I came along, and it was not meant to be. I have a HVAC, commercial HVAC background. I went to trade school.
Wow. Okay.
And never wanted part of that business. It wasn't for me. And by the time I got towards the end of trade school, I realized I didn't want to be a journeyman out working on air conditioners or cooling towers or chillers, you know, all my life. That just wasn't appealing. So after I got out of trade school, I did it for a little while, and then I went on to Clayton State University and started taking classes there. And I couldn't do both full time, so I started working with my mom.
Right.
And that's how I got to be here. I wished I'd have started a long time before that. But, you know, this is where we're at. It's been 11 years. It's been fun. It took me a while to figure out exactly what we do and how we really help people.
Right.
But once I got it,
I've
been really excited because, especially today's time with the technology and efficiency. A lot of people overlook that good old-fashioned customer service.
Right.
You know, and we provide that. We help build trust and loyalty for a lot of people with a live voice when they answer the phone.
So let's talk about what kind of problem do you solve for businesses out there?
Sure. The other day, it was actually back in the recent weather storm we had when it was iced up.
Right.
We had a caller call into our service because they were calling their vendor, which was our client.
Okay.
And what happened is their vendor, my client had shut down because, you know, they sent people home
because
it was dangerous
all
outside.
At the same time. That's why I was out there for 15 hours.
What, over a million people trying to get out of Atlanta?
It was crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this caller's power was, her name was Miss Jones, and her power went out, and she needed oxygen bottles to breathe.
Oh, wow.
So she could not, she got frantic.
Yeah.
So she called her vendor, and which rolled to us.
Mm-hmm.
We took the call. We were able to dispatch it to the emergency driver at no problem.
Yeah.
But what we did was we also had the ability with a live person to put what we call a repeat on there on the call. So it brought it back to our communication specialist at a certain time. The communication specialist could call and check on Mrs. Jones, make sure she got the delivery.
Wow, that's great.
But when she called, Mrs. Jones hadn't received the bottles yet. It was getting dark. Ice was getting thicker.
Yeah.
Her driveway is very narrow. There's no street lights.
Okay.
So we had the ability to do then, with a live person, call the driver, inform him of the situation. He was able to park down the road and kind of wheel the bottles down with the truck.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Jones got her bottles.
Mm-hmm.
The customer service that we provided for our client was, you know, superb.
Right.
But the trust and loyalty that was built to Mrs. Jones is priceless when it comes to repeat business and referrals. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things we do. We also help people when they're marketing. when they call, when people call a voicemail or call to speak with someone,
right,
or call a business or a representative of that business,
right,
and they get a voicemail on our IVR system,
mm-hmm,
that usually says something to the fact of, I think you said, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps repeating that. Or maybe they get the silent kiss of death that Howard Partridge talks about,
right,
which is a no answer.
Yeah.
They're going to hang up. 50% of those people are going to hang up.
Right.
We could still capture, when a live person answers, we still capture a name, number, email address,
okay,
physical address. And you know how important that is for marketing.
Absolutely.
When you have that in your marketing list, that's money to come. I mean, and again, that's priceless when it comes back to growing your top line and maximizing your bottom line down the future.
Right, so exactly.
Those are a couple of ways we do.
Yeah, and the customer feels like they've been taken care of. They've been listened to, which,
exactly,
is huge in customer service, definitely.
Exactly.
So, you know, you said that you kind of accidentally got into this business. What made you continue?
Well, it was a lot to start with, legacy,
okay,
from my mom.
Right.
And then I realized this business could be a hub for me as I grow,
yeah,
and have other businesses. I have other dreams of,
okay,
personally of things I want to do. And this could be a communication vessel for us.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got to realize, you know, and it took me a while, you know, because I have that issue of trying to sell somebody, and I've really gotten past that in a lot of ways. I've still got some hangups, but I've got a service that people need.
Right.
You know, I've got,
right,
a service that people need, and that right there has become passionate to me. And,
mm-hmm,
and you know, talking to people and trying to, you know, give them solutions to problems they don't even realize they have.
Right.
Because their cell phone is this, you know, or, you know, how do you feel when you call to get a voicemail or when you call to get, you know, an IVR system? It's not fun. Coming folk like me want to talk to somebody.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Delta drives me crazy. So does Apple.
Oh,
so,
well, there's a few that I probably ought not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you call for a problem,
right?
Now, I get very agitated if I call and get a help desk, which we do as well.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But because, you know, I'm like, you're going to need to move me to the next level because you're not going to be able to help me. And I get that especially with a lot of technical people like yourself.
Right.
So there's something to be said about that and some efficiency there, but there's also something to be said that that caller needs to be heard, like you said, and they need to be able to have somebody that can empathize with,
mm-hmm,
them,
mm-hmm,
and that can and connect their call with care, and care being courtesy, accuracy, responsibility,
right,
and enthusiasm. And that's what we live by is care. We need to connect callers with care.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's things that I've came up with and you know, in trying to, you know, my mom did a great job. I mean, you know, I've never really teared up, but I think I'm going to. But she did a great job because, you know, a lot of times I get so frustrated about some of the clients she had.
Right.
But she did a really good job of building her business. And but she got stuck in what Michael Gerber calls, you know, being stuck in working in her business. She couldn't work on her business.
Right. The E-myth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She had traded her check for somebody else's signature with her signature on there. And she made a statement to me one day. She said, I survived this long.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where you stand. I don't really care. I mean, I'm not one way or the other. I'm pretty middle of the line. But that was the Reagan years. And women were supposed to not have a very good opportunity those years. And she came up with six kids, ended up by herself.
Right.
And I was the baby 10 years apart from the mm-hmm. – and she did a really good job. And, you know, so she built a great foundation. And I wanted to take it to a different level, mm-hmm. you know, because I knew it wouldn't be able to survive the way it was because she was really – she thought she could send a rocket to Iraq somewhere by pushing a key on a keyboard.
Okay.
So we got completely computerized and that
right.
kind of thing, and we're fully you know, just state-of-the-art technology.
Right.
You
now,
know?
What's her role now? Is she still involved?
She's a professional retiree.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for her.
Yeah. My first goal was to get it where she could work from home if she
yeah.
wanted to as a remote receptionist. That's what technology was going to do.
Right.
And she did that and for a year or two and got to the point where we could retire her completely. And I figured she'd want to come back to work,
yeah.
you know, do something.
Right.
She'd want to be involved.
Uh-huh.
Who wants to?
It's hard to give up your baby.
But let me tell you, you know, one thing I realized from her, lessons learned quick, mm-hmm. was that working from home is not all it can be. Because people think they could just sit around and in their underwear or whatever
right.
and do work. It doesn't work. She realized real quick she needed to get up and get a shower to be ready and motivated for
that's
work.
That's right.
But then once we got her past that and that computer was in there, it was about 6 months later. I kept thinking she was going to – she said, oh, by the way, you got that computer in my bedroom still. You need to do something with that. It's taking up room.
Oh, wow.
She wasn't having no part of it.
Right.
She hasn't been back since. I mean,
yeah.
she'll call on clients or go visit sometimes just mm-hmm. For nostalgia and see old people and old friends. But
right.
she has no desire and it – you know, it comforts me. She trusts me to take care of, you know, to her future. And, you know, God's with us, you know. And so,
right. That's great. So, you know, out of all the businesses out there that answer phones, telephone services, answering service, what makes your business unique?
Well, I tell you, I think our reputation, mm-hmm. our experience, our systems, our education, and our guarantee is right. what sets us apart in our business.
What's your guarantee?
Our guarantee is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Okay. If you're not happy with something that's happened, you know, this is the deal. Right. If something happens, something yeah. comes up, and it's brought to our attention, we start focusing on how did it happen? Mm-hmm. Where did it start? That's the first part. Did somebody deviate from the system, mm-hmm. or does the system need to be better?
Right,
and that's what we're trying to find, because we're trying to stop, eliminate any other chances of it happening again.
Exactly,
that's the first.
You got to find the link in the chain.
That's right.
That's, you know, loose.
So when we do that, then we start making that a planning, you know, and making that a training situation to resolve it. And if somebody's still not impressed with our company and how we're doing business,
right.
We'll give them, you know, that week free. You know, yeah. Your service is free this week. You know, right. So we're there to make money talks.
Yeah, exactly. It does, and I think people appreciate that, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, like I said, our reputation speaks for itself.
Right.
You know, we've been working with a lot of people all over the country. You know, doing a lot of different types of not just core of what we do, answering the phones, but call outs, outbound type thing, helping them with marketing surveys and so forth,
okay.
and you know, prayer ministries, and you know, for a love offering today kind of thing. So we've got experience in a lot of different areas. 32 mm-hmm. years worth of connecting callers with care, courtesy, accuracy, responsibility, and enthusiasm. You know, and our systems, like I said, we've got systems in every aspect of our business.
Mm-hmm.
Our communication specialists are on a bonus incentive program.
Right,
50% of their bonus is on the quality of their calls.
Wow.
You know, making sure we got proper numbers, making sure the correct information, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
25% of that is accuracy. Mm-hmm. How long they're on their average calls, how long they're getting off their average calls, how long the call is on hold, how many calls are actually percentage are put on hold, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to help our clients, you
right.
know, to benefit them. We don't neglect the quality for the speed and accuracy. So, you know, and then, and like I said, we are education. We have been able to be a big part of our business in the past, and our industry.
Right.
You know, I was on the board of directors for mm-hmm. Association of Teleservices International, ATSI for short. I was a multiple term president for the Southern Telemessaging Association.
Mm-hmm.
We stay very involved to keep up with techniques, technology, and things of that nature. That benefits the caller and our clients,
right.
because I think that education is the beginning of enthusiasm, and enthusiasm brings about great experiences, and that's call experiences at our end.
Yeah, that's great. So, how do you help businesses save money with your service?
So, you know, we have a client that just started and had two receptionists answering his phones,
mm-hmm.
and was a lawyer. And but he's not necessarily one call, that's all.
Right.
But he's fairly got a lot of calls coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, a lot of volume.
And they know, and mm-hmm. just like anybody else with marketing, he knows the average lifetime value of his client.
Right.
And he knows that every time a phone rings and doesn't get answered,
mm-hmm.
that's one of those lifetime values floating down the road.
Right.
So, but he couldn't afford necessarily a full person. So, you know, he can't hire half a receptionist.
Right.
So there's where we come in.
Right.
And We're a fraction of the cost of a full-time person to answer the phone.
Okay.
Or to do, like I said, marketing surveys, mm-hmm. or to, you know, go out there. And it's not just inbound. You know, it's a lot of outbound things, you know, call center applications that we can do. And if things come on and we get a big client that's mm-hmm. really, you know, maybe out of our range, I've got strategic partnerships set up all around the country so that, you know, we take overflow for each other. That's one of the things, great things about technology.
Right.
I will say I'm big on local live voices. You
okay.
know, I think that keeping business in the local community.
Yeah.
And sometimes some people don't like that if you have, you know, but local means a lot to a lot of callers.
It
you know,
does.
They feel like, you know, it starts.
Right, like somebody's down the street
right.
answering that phone, right.
And they also know the area.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody in Atlanta right. kind of has a little bit more understanding when the ice starts happening.
Right.
It's just, you know, we're not these idiots. It's just this black ice that most folks don't get somewhere else, right?
Exactly.
And I'm not, you know, I'm just saying that it's different in different regions.
Yeah.
And people want to have that,
yeah.
you know, for that, you know, for those reasons. Mm-hmm. And so, but I know that there's a time that, you know, we can help each other out, and we've done that. And a lot of people do that in our industry. And, I'm just blessed, you know?
Yeah. So what's happening with the future of your company? What's next for you?
Well, you know, my vision is to have, a physical presence in business communities around the nation,
okay.
and to provide those businesses with live local voices mm-hmm. to you know, ensure their callers' expectations are being exceeded. And, you know, because our mission statement, which that's where's our vision, but our mission is to provide our clients and their callers with an exceptional call experience that exceeds their expectations. So,
right.
you know, I want to shore up what we're doing here. We need some growth here. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a lot of growth. It's been up and down. 2008, 2009 came around, 2010.
Yeah.
For a while there, everything, and then things kind of, you know, we were just like everybody else. And I think there's a lot of businesses that are still trying to recover. And I say recover, but we've been really blessed and have a core base of clients. And we want to grow. And we yeah. want to get this. Again, I've really gotten on fire about this message about how we can help people, you right. know, with the small landscaper out there that can't afford to have a reception sensor's phone
yeah.
is losing so much money
mm-hmm.
because at some point he's doing about the business. He's doing a money making job, making money.
Yeah.
Or he's on a money call.
Right.
Or he's in a money meeting.
Right.
And money being the word that, Tom Hopkins, the real estate guru, uses, mm-hmm. and that's a money-making opportunity or money moment, right?
Right.
He's in one of those situations, and here comes another call, mm-hmm. and it's a money call. You got to make a decision then. Most people are gambling which one's going to be the best one. With us, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get that message out and make, you know, and then there's other huge clients that understand that and use our kind of services. But I'm looking at yeah. the small business out here that most of America is built on and saying, hey, and I realize a lot of people don't realize what we can do for them.
Right, exactly. So, you know, what are the – we talked about your mom and, mm-hmm. you know, we talked about your business and philosophy. And, you know, what is the one thing that your customers can always count on from you, from your company?
That we'll be answering the phone. We'll okay. be answering the phone, and we will provide someone that is able to empathize and connect those calls with care. You
gotcha.
Know, courtesy, accuracy, responsibility, enthusiasm.
Right. So, you know, and looking forward, I know you're trying to grow. What kind of businesses are your best clients? What type of clients are you looking for?
Yeah, and see, that's kind of what I'm not necessarily struggling with.
Yeah.
But I've got that thing that everybody can use this, and I know a lot of people
right.
say that.
Find
right?
a niche, right?
But, you know, it's just like the other day, I told you about the law. We have another lawyer that a young man called in it was after 9. The receptionist didn't answer. It rolled to us. You know, okay. that's what we're used for is overflow a lot of times.
Right.
The guy was, you know, disturbed, needed to talk to his lawyer and talk to him right now.
Yeah.
Basically, the kid was in a neighborhood, you know, Hatfield-McCoy kind of squabble type thing.
Oh, brother.
And the lawyer had told him, don't worry about court because I've got a conflict and we've got it taken care of. I don't know. One of the other witnesses needed a ride and they didn't get, you know, anything. They didn't know anything. So he ended up in court anyways. Mm-hmm. And just so happened, he walks in, the judge has signed a bench warrant for his arrest.
Oh, my.
Right. He's, whoa, wait a minute. You know, Mike, and it's like, you know, we have no. So he's calling us. We, you know, get in touch with the lawyer, which is, by the way, doing jury duty.
Oh, no.
Right. But we're able to text the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to text the lawyer and say, hey, this, you know,
yeah, you've
this
got
is
a
the
client
situation.
Yeah.
Right. He's able to text now one of his associates or tell, right. I don't remember whether he told us or he got one of the associates that was already in that courthouse
yeah.
to go in there. And the judge still wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anybody, it was somebody in the breakdown of the communication there. But the point was, is we how bad a reputation would that lawyer had if that kid would have went to jail,
yeah.
you know, for something that he was not, you know. And then, you know, but now look how much more appreciative that kid is and how many more referrals he's going to give and, you know, mm-hmm. repeat business. Well, hopefully good repeat business.
Right.
But, you know, that
right.
kind of thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, a lawyer's not just it, but I'm just saying those type of people and go back to Mrs. Jones, the people that that understand mm-hmm. that spending a little bit more, and maybe if you look at it as another bill every month,
right?
To provide your clients and their callers with a superb service, mm-hmm. you know, a human voice that can empathize again and have care.
Right.
But it's a fraction of the cost, what it would cost to have a live person there.
Yeah.
That's the type of people we're looking for. People that are wanting to help other people, that are not just talking, you know, and saying, you know, our clients and our customers are what matters most. Because right. if they are, then they realize you're doing them a harm if you're giving them a, you know, an IVR or a voicemail all the time. That's great for internal use. And right. there's some instances it might be. But most of the time, like I say, common folk like me, we want to talk to somebody.
That's right.
We want them to hear our pain. We want them to either rejoice with us or be frustrated with us. Right. We want somebody that can feel like they're going to get something done.
And do you have to be local to work with you guys?
No. I mean, that's the power of the internet. Yeah. I mean, we've got, you know, we got clients out in California, down in Florida, mm-hmm. up the East Coast, Texas. We've had clients out, you know, up in Washington, out right. in North Dakota area.
Great.
You know, I'm not venturing out. Those are things that we've picked up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm venturing in the metro Atlanta area I'm out in the suburbs out there. And I say the suburbs, but the Fayette counties, the Henry counties, right. the Rockdales, you know, and those type of things, building those core groups and coming around the circle. And so, yeah.
So how do we find your company online?
www.connectingcallers.com.
Connectingcallers.com. All right, great. Any social media? Are you out there on Twitter?
I'm working on that Facebook.
Okay.
And I've got my personal Facebook, but we've got the company on Facebook now, and I'm you know, hit and miss with that. I know there's a lot of strategy behind that, and I'm working right. on that, but I'm also just trying to, you know, I don't want to be unreal. I want to be real.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I don't know. That was double, wasn't it?
Kind of double negative there, but whatever. But it came out positive.
Yeah, okay. But the point is, and I started Twitter, but I haven't done anything.
LinkedIn, I think, is going to be your friend.
I'm on there, yeah. But I'm still trying to learn how to get around. I don't want to say uneducated or untechnical.
No,
I mean, but you know.
There's a lot out there, and it changes all the time.
Yes,
believe me. I go
yes.
back and I'm like, whoa, what can I do now on LinkedIn? This
right.
is new.
Yeah.
So I get it, but we'll definitely talk offline about all that.
Sure, great.
Well, thanks for sharing your time with us today. It was a great interview. Oh. Really enjoyed learning about your business.
Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege of being here.
Sure, no yeah. problem. Well, this is Desiree Scales, High Velocity Radio, Business Radio X. Have a great week.